This is the Fast Track Pathway Tool for NHS Continuing Healthcare, November 2012, revised, published by the Department of Health.
Page 2
contains technical metadata about the document. Starting with policy, in the policy box it says HR stroke workforce, management, planning stroke performance, clinical, commissioner development, provider development, improvement and efficiency, estates, IM&T, finance, social care stroke partnership working. Now the document purpose is policy. The gateway reference number is 18414. The title is Fast Track Pathway Tool for NHS Continuing Healthcare, November 2012, revised. The author is the Department of Health. Publication date 28th November 2012. Target audience is PCT Cluster CEs, NHS Trust CEs, SHA Cluster CEs, Care Trust CEs, Foundation Trust CEs, Medical Directors, Directors of Nursing, Local Authority CEs, Directors of Adult SSs, PCT Cluster Chairs, NHS Trust Board Chairs, Special HA CEs, Directors of Finance, GPs, Emergency Care Leads, Clinical Commissioning Groups, NHS Commissioning Board. The circulation list is Communication Leads. Description is the Fast Track Pathway Tool should be used where an appropriate clinician considers that a person should be fast-tracked for NHS Continuing Healthcare because that person has a rapidly deteriorating condition and the condition may be entering a terminal phase. This revised tool accompanies the National Framework for NHS Continuing Healthcare and NHS Funded Nursing Care, November 2012, revised. The NHS Continuing Healthcare Checklist, November 2012, revised, and Decision Support Tool for NHS Continuing Healthcare, November 2012, revised. It cross-references National Framework for NHS Continuing Healthcare and NHS Funded Nursing Care, November 2012, revised, NHS Continuing Healthcare Checklist 2012, November, revised, and Decision Support Tool for NHS Continuing Healthcare, November 2012, revised. Superseded documents are Fast Track Pathway Tool for NHS Continuing Healthcare, July 2009. Action required. Well, this is the Fast Track Pathway Tool for NHS Continuing Healthcare to be used with immediate effect by PCTs and from the 1st of April 2013 by CCGs. Timing is with immediate effect. Contact details is the NHS Continuing Healthcare Policy Team at Quarry House, Quarry Hill in Leeds, LS27UE. And the web reference here is www.dh.gov.uk/health/2012/11/continuing-healthcare-revisions/.
Page 3
is a repeat of the main title page, Fast Track Pathway Tool for NHS Continuing Healthcare, November 2012, revised.
Page 4
is the contents page, and it shows that the contents is on page 4. Notes starts on page 5, appropriate clinicians, page 5, duty of CCGs or the board, page 6, Fast Track Pathway Tool, page 9, and equality monitoring form, page 12.
Page 5.
Then we move on to Fast Track Pathway Tool for NHS Continuing Healthcare, November 2012, notes. Number 1. This revised tool accompanies the National Framework for NHS Continuing Healthcare and NHS Funded Nursing Care, the National Framework, and the NHS Continuing Healthcare Checklist and Decision Support Tool. This is the version that CCGs and the Board should use from the 1st of April 2013. However, PCTs should use this framework with immediate effect. Please use the tool in conjunction with the National Framework guidance. 2. It reflects the new NHS framework and structures created by the Health and Social Care Act 2012, effective from 1st of April 2013. Standing rules regulations, that's the National Health Service Commissioning Board and Clinical Commissioning Group's responsibilities and standing rules regulations 2012, heretofore known as the Standing Rules Regulations. The standing rules regulations have been issued under the National Health Service Act 2006. That's the National Health Service Act 2006, Chapter 41, as amended by the Health and Social Care Act 2012, Chapter 7. And directions are issued under the Local Authority Social Services Act 1970 in relation to the national framework. Appropriate clinicians. Number three, this tool should be used where an appropriate clinician, as defined in Regulation 2312 of the Standing Rules Regulations, considers that a person should be fast-tracked for NHS continuing health care because that person has a rapidly deteriorating condition and the condition may be entering a terminal phase. The person may need NHS continuing healthcare funding to enable their needs to be urgently met, e.g. to enable them to go home to die, or to provide appropriate end-of-life support to be put in place either in their own home or in a care setting. Number four, the fast-track pathway tool should be used by an appropriate clinician to outline the reasons for the fast-track decision. Appropriate clinicians are those who are, pursuant to the National Health Service Act 2006, responsible for an individual's diagnosis, treatment or care, and are registered medical practitioners, such as consultants, registrars, GPs, or registered nurses. These can include senior clinicians employed in voluntary and independent sector organisations that have a specialist role in end-of-life needs, for example, hospices, where the organisation's services are commissioned by the NHS. Others involved in supporting those with end-of-life needs, such as in wider voluntary and independent sector organisations, may identify that the individual has needs for which use of the fast-track tool would be appropriate. They should contact an appropriate clinician and ask that consideration be given to completion of the tool. In all cases, the clinician should have detailed knowledge of the patient's needs. They should also have an appropriate level of knowledge and experience in dealing with the individual's health needs, such that they are able to reasonably comment on whether the individual's condition may be entering a terminal phase.
Page 6.
Number 5. The completed tool should be supported by a prognosis, if available, but strict time limits basing eligibility on an individual being considered to have a specified expected length of life remaining should not be imposed. It's the responsibility of the appropriate clinician to make a decision based on the relevant facts of the case. Number 6. Appropriate clinicians should complete the attached fast-track documentation and set out how their knowledge and evidence about the patient's needs leads them to consider that the patient has a rapidly deteriorating condition and that the condition may be entering a terminal phase. Number 7. While the fast-track tool itself determines eligibility, a care plan will be required which describes the immediate needs to be met and the patient's preferences. This care plan should be provided with the fast-track documentation, or as soon as practicable thereafter, in order for a Clinical Commissioning Group, CCG, or the National Health Service Commissioning Board, the Board, to commission appropriate care. Duty of CCGs or the Board. Number 8. CCGs and the NHS Commissioning Board, the Board, will assume responsibilities for NHS CHC from the 1st of April 2013. 9. The Board will assume commissioning responsibilities for some specified groups of people, for example, prisoners and military personnel, and therefore follows that the Board will have statutory responsibility for commissioning NHS CHC, where necessary, for those groups for whom it has commissioning responsibility. This will include case coordination, arranging completion of the decision support tool, decision-making, arranging appropriate care packages, providing or ensuring the provision of case management support and monitoring and reviewing the needs of individuals. It will also include reviewing decisions with regards to eligibility where an individual wishes to challenge that decision. Number 10. Where an application is made for a review of a decision made by the Board, it must ensure that in organising a review of that decision, it makes appropriate arrangements to do so, so as to avoid any conflicts of interest. 11. Throughout the fast-track tool, where a CCG is referred to, the responsibilities will also apply to the Board in these limited circumstances. 12. A CCG, upon receipt of a completed fast-track pathway tool, must decide that a person is eligible for NHS continuing healthcare. Therefore, where a recommendation is made for an urgent package of care via the fast-track process, this should be accepted and actioned immediately by a CCG. It's not appropriate for individuals to experience delay in the delivery of their care package while disputes over recommendations from completed fast-track tools are resolved. CCGs should carefully monitor use of the tool and address any specific concerns with clinicians, teams and organisations as a separate matter to arranging the service provision in the individual case.
Page 7.
13. The purpose of the fast-track pathway tool is to ensure that individuals with a rapidly deteriorating condition